This is Rabbi Nathanael Baron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, April 16th, 2018. We will learn the 9th and 10th Mishnayos in the 8th chapter of Mishneh Gittin, the first two Mishnayos in the 9th chapter. Mishneh Tet, fascinating machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So, Megarish et Ishto Vilana Imo Bepundiki. So a man divorced his wife, and then they spent a night together at a hotel. That's a could happen. So Beis Shammai Omrim Eina Tricha Himena Get Sheni. Beis Shammai says she does not require a second get from him. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Tricha Himena Get Sheni. Beis Hillel says you do require a second get. Right, it's funny. They both agree to one principle. And that is Ein Adam Oseh Be'ilaso Be'ilas Znus. That a person does not, when he has, you know, sexual relations, does not want them to be of the promiscuous Znus category. And therefore, if a man is going to have relations with a woman, right, they are going to do this for the purposes of marriage and Kiddushin. Right? That clearly is not a chazaka. It is not an assumption that we would work with today, but back in the day, that was the assumption. The argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, do we assume that the fact that they spent the night together in a hotel means that they had relations? Right? Beis Hillel says, yes, of course it does, and therefore, since we assume nobody wants promiscuous activity, it must have been Kiddushin marriage activity, and therefore needs a second get. And Beis Shammai says, no. Right, maybe they were just talking all night long, but we don't have any proof that, indeed, the fact that they spent the night together meant that they were involved in a sexual relationship. That's the argument in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Emasai, says the Mishnah, when is all of this true? Bizman shenisgar shamin hanisuin. That says Beis Hillel, when is it true that we assume that the fact that they're in the hotel together means that they were together? That's when they were actually married. They had had relations beforehand and then got divorced. All right, so they're familiar with each other. There's maybe some level of desire for each other. But they agree, umodim and isgarshim in ha'erusin. They agree that if they were divorced from the engagement and they had never had relations, she'ein atzricha himena get sheni, mipnei she'ein libo gaspa. Right, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, and certainly here this is really Beis Hillel agreeing to Beis Shammai, that you don't require a second get because your heart is not high with her or really, you know, that taken, because there's no previous or prior, you know, relationship to go back to. Kenasa beget kireach. Right, what if you marry somebody after she had received a get kireach, a bald get. We'll see what that is actually in the next Mishnah. So teitze mize umize b'chol adrachem ha'eluba. So then she needs to get another get from the first guy. She needs to get a get from the second guy. And then all of the stuff with the inheritance and the payros and the fruits and that we saw in the previous Mishnayos all gets applied here. Good. What is a bald get? A get kereach? So that the next Mishnah tells us. So let's go straight to the next Mishnah. And I'm not sure why the order is backwards here. First it tells you, get kereach, a bald get, akol mashlimin alav, divrei ben nanas, everyone can complete it. Everyone can serve as a witness, even people who are generally disqualified from being witnesses, right? Family members who are relatives, thieves, people we don't trust. Anyone can fill in the lines. We'll see what those lines, just hold on for a moment, we'll see what those lines are. Rabbi Akiva Omer ein mashlimin alav ela krovin haru'uyin lahayid b'makom acher. Rabbi Akiva says no. The only people that we can use for the get kireach that we wouldn't use elsewhere are relatives who would be kosher people, trustworthy people, to testify for non-relatives. But people, crooks, criminals, people who've lost their trustworthiness, they cannot sign on this get kireach. And now the Mishnah goes ahead and tells us, Ve'ezehu get kereach, what is a bald get? The Mishnah tells us, kol sheksharav merubin me'edav, it has more folds than signatures. So what they used to do is they would have, a standard get is, right, one piece of paper, you have the text, you have the witnesses in the bottom, right, Shabbos, Gidyantif, we're finished. I guess they were nervous at some point that, you know, men would be very quick to divorce their wives, and certainly Kohanim, who once they divorced their wives, could not take them back. You know, should you have given a divorce in haste and want to, you know, take your wife back, you couldn't do it. So they would write a get kireach where they would have multiple folds. It wasn't one piece of paper, and each fold got a set of signatures. But each fold needed a set of signatures. A get kireach is where it has more folds than it has signatures, and then we have some doubt as to, you know, the kashrut, the kosher status of this get, and that's where we run into problems. That is where we have the argument as to who can fill in, because there are so many folds and we don't need that many witnesses, but we do need, a get doesn't need that many witnesses, but this one does. We are much more lenient on who can sign on the folds. And if you go back to the previous Mishnah, right, it is a questionable get, so that you need another get from the first one, but also a get from the second one. Okay. Let's move on to chapter 9, Mishnah 1, right? Tet Aleph. And here we come to what we probably should have started all of Gittin with, and that is, what is the guts of a get? Right? What is the actual, what's the content? So Megarish in Ishtov Amarla. Person says to her, right, wants to divorce his wife, and he says to her, Hareya muteret lechol adam ela leploni. You can marry anyone you want, but not Reuven. I hate Reuven. Or I think you're, have eyes, whatever it is, you have eyes for Reuven. Marry anybody in the whole world, you can't marry Reuven. So Rabbi Lezer Mati, Rabbi Lezer says, that's a good get. Right? He has some scriptural proof. He says, it's a good get. The Chachamim say no. That's not a good get. The Chachamim believe that a get is described as the Torah as a sefer kritut, as a book of separation, of being cut off one from another, and the Chachamim believe it must be an absolute separation. You can have no ties, right? Nothing that continues to link you, no conditions you can have, but nothing like this that, I'm divorced on the condition you give me X, Y, and Z is okay. We've seen in previous Mishnayos, but this is a lasting connection. That's not a sefer krisus. That also is not a book which fully separates. Kesad yase, what should the guy do? Yitlena hemena, he should take the get back. V'yachso v'yitlenana, v'yitnenula, and give her back the get a second time. V'yomer la haret muteret l'chol adam. And that in the second giving, he should got to say to the chachamim, you are permitted to everyone. V'im ksavo betocho, if that line is written into the get, right, that you are permitted to everyone but Reuven, afal pisha chazar or mechako puzzle. Even if you go back and erase it, the get is puzzle. Because when you wrote it, it contained something that disqualified it, and that, you know, ruins the get. You'd have to write a new get for this woman. Variation on the theme in Mishnah Bet. Let's say the guy is divorcing his wife, and he says to her, "Hareat muteret lechol adam. You are permitted to everyone except la'aba u'la'avicha, right? My father, your father, la'achi, my brother, la'achich, your brother, la'eved u'la'nachri, to a slave or a non-Jew, or lechol misha ein alav kiddushin, or to anybody else where the woman cannot have kiddushin, cannot have a Jewish marriage with at all, where there's no concept of Jewish marriage." Kasher, so that's a good get because the statement is meaningless. You're not permitted to your father-in-law, your father anyway. So the fact that he says you can marry anybody but somebody who's totally prohibited to you and you can have no condition with, that's a silly statement. The get is fully valid, and on we go. The chiddush, though, is that should be relatively clear. The chiddush, the novel idea, comes in the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say you say, Hareat muteret lechol adam, you are permitted to everyone, Ella almana lechohen gadol, right? But if the can't marry the Kohen Gadol, right? Or Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, right? Let's say it is a Grusha or Chalutza to the Kohen Hedyot. Mamzeret u'nesina l'Yisrael, bat Yisrael l'mamzer u'l'nesin, u'l'chol mi shiyesh alav kiddushin, afilu ba'avera, pasul. Right, so what you have in the second half of the Mishnah is a list of prohibited marriages where the marriage would indeed take place. So you have, right, almana, right, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow, a regular Kohen can. Grusha v'chalutza. Grusha is divorcee. Chalutza is one who did not want to perform levirate marriage, spit in the shoe. A grusha and a chalutza, which is sort of the right, the gerush and divorce from Yibum, are not permitted to marry a Kohen Hedyot, but would they marry a Kohen, it would be an effective marriage. It would be a prohibited marriage, but a marriage it would be. Right? Mamzeret unesina liYisrael. Right? A mamzeret and a nesina. A mamzer or mamzeret is a female bastard. Right, one who is conceived of a relationship the Torah deems an erva, and the sin is of questionable, right? They from the Givonim of questionable lineage to marry Yisrael, again prohibited, but there is kiddushin. There is the wedding would have an effect, or the reverse, a Jewish woman to a mamzer or a nesin, or the chol mi sheyesh alav kiddushin. If the get were to say, you are permitted to everyone, but not to these people, puzzle, the get is no good. So that's interesting, right? Because you're not allowed to marry them, but if you were to marry them, it would take effect. And the Mishnah is teaching us that as long as the marriage would take effect, even though it is prohibited, you cannot limit the woman you're divorcing, right, in the get to any type of marriage. She cannot be prohibited from any kind of marriage, even a prohibited one. Right, we could have actually, we might have thought the opposite. Comes the Mishnah to teach us, it must be, at least according to the Chacham, it must be absolute. It must be a full separation. You cannot limit her ability to remarry in any way, shape, or form, even to a prohibited relationship. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.